Hey, it's Kathy. Before we get into today's episode, I have something so cool to tell you about. I'm kicking off a free training. It's a free 5-day abundance activation challenge. It starts on May 6th, and I'll be going live every day with you to give you the practical tools that you need to become a master manifestor and create more abundance in your life. If you're curious about manifesting and elevating your vibration to start attracting more abundance, if you want tools you can use to tap into the high vibe energy at the drop of a hat, or you're simply seeking truth and joy in life, this challenge is designed for you. I'll be covering the practices and tools to tune your vibration, claim your worth, and co-create with the universe. It's just going to be so much fun. This is the thing that I have been most excited to put together, and I have been working on this behind the scenes really for the last 2 years, and it's finally here. And if you wanted to just do a deep dive into all the spiritual and all the energetic tools that really you can use that are right here, that are within you, that will allow all these incredible gifts that are hidden in plain sight already to start being a part of your life. I'm so excited for this. We always have so much fun, but this is actually something I've been working on for over 2 years, and it's finally here. So save your spot now. You can sign up for free at kathyheller.com/5-day, and that's the number 5.
Oh my God, you're literally in overflow all the time. And when you're there, that's it. You just open the door to everything.
Thanks to Shopify for supporting my podcast. Shopify is a platform designed for anyone to sell anywhere, giving entrepreneurs like myself the resources once reserved for big business. For a free 14-day trial and full access to Shopify's entire suite of features, go to shopify.com/dreamjob. This podcast is also sponsored by BetterHelp Online Therapy. For 10% off your first month, go to betterhelp.com/dreamjob. Start living a better life today. And thanks to Indeed. Indeed makes it easy to connect with your applicants. Indeed is the hiring platform where you can attract, interview, and hire all in one place. Start hiring now with a $75 sponsored job credit to upgrade your job post at indeed.com/dreamjob. Offer good for a limited time. Hey guys, it's Kathy Heller. Welcome back to the podcast. I am so thrilled because today is day one of our podcast bootcamp. If you have not joined us yet, you can go to kathyheller.com/bootcamp. It is a free workshop. I will be live every day this week teaching you how to create a binge-worthy podcast, how to monetize a podcast, how to grow an engaged audience. There's going to be giveaways. There's going to be tons and tons of great information, and we're going to have fun. So go ahead and join us there, kathyheller.com/bootcamp. We're going to be live every single morning, 9 a.m. Pacific, 12 Eastern. And if you sign up, you can get sent the replays. If you wanted to ever start a podcast, or if you have a podcast and you want to grow it, this is just going to be so much fun. So come on and join us. And another thing I want to tell you is that we're actually going to do a live event October 20th and 21st in Los Angeles. Tickets are available now. You can go to kathyheller.com/friends to grab your tickets. And because the end of this month is International Podcast Day, we're actually doing a giveaway where you can win a free trip to Los Angeles and $1,000 shopping spree. All you have to do is review our podcast and subscribe and share the show with a friend. Just go to kathyheller.com/share and you can get in on that. All right. Well, today's episode, as you might know, last week I hosted a retreat in my home. Such an incredible experience. We had amazing women there, 16 incredible women who are on such a high vibe. And it was just such an ease-filled, nourishing 3 days. We did meditation and yoga. There was breath work, journaling, such a transformational experience, helping them each to step into the vision that they have been dreaming up for this life of theirs. And I wanted to share a few pieces from what we covered over those days. And if you actually want to be at our next retreat, it's going to be in October, and you can sign up at kathyheller.com/lux. There are a few seats left, and it is just so cool to have you guys in my home. So you can go ahead and check that out there. All right. Just for some context, the clip you're about to hear is right after an exercise we did about how we need to learn to receive. Take a listen.
It's interesting, isn't it, that it's sometimes I've had that experience where it can be uncomfortable. Yeah. And I think that there's how we do one thing is how we do everything. It's interesting how we try to be, I think we can outsmart God, or we can outsmart our vibration. Like, I'm just going to do this one thing this way. I'm just going to like lie to myself when I talk to my dad on the phone. But anything else in my life, I'll be in alignment, as if that happens. It never happens like that. Right? It means that this is as far as you're willing to receive, and you're taking that on some level with you everywhere. So when it's uncomfortable, which it is for me sometimes as well, so I totally understand that. And then we talk about how much we're willing and wanting to receive in our life. Because when someone's making eye contact with you, especially in this room, they don't need anything from you. They just want to look at you and love you and to let your veil down, let your guard down and let a person just give you energy, just be generously pouring love into you. It is amazing. It's a jackpot. It's really all we actually are in search of. You know, why do we want to have that beautiful home? Because we're hoping that inside that home, we have a moment like that. Why do we want to make money? Because we're hoping that by having the money, we're going to feel the sense of expansion and that's going to make us feel freedom, right? And so we're practicing the yes and, you know, having the experience of all that is, that fullness feeling and letting it in so we can just continue to play in more of it. Because why not? We really can have it all. Thoughts do become things. So we can feel full and have a small amount and feel really, 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 really full. And one thought away is just allowing there to be as much as really is here and sharing it and enjoying it. But it starts with something so small like that, just making space to receive. Like that. I want you to pick up your notebooks and very, very quickly, and I'm going to set a little timer on my phone. So this is literally just like stream of consciousness. We're going to make a list, okay? And the list we're going to make has to do with all of the things that are already currently part of your experience of this incredible, precious life. And it's going to be simple things or big things, and it doesn't matter. And it could be the way it feels to scratch your cat's ears, and it could be the sun rising every morning and getting to see some part of it as it comes through your window. Because there's going to be a time, as it's already happened. I mean, there's just been so much accomplished in this room, like so much accomplished. Like all of us sitting in this room have already traversed oceans of tiny things and big things that we've been able to leapfrog over, ways in which we've already touched other lives. And already there are certain levels and certain experiences where we're used to them. So we can become desensitized to how nice it feels to buy a linen dress, or how nice it feels to fly first class, or how nice it feels to have clean water coming out of every faucet, that we totally are desensitized that that's happening. And how, you know, unfortunate would it be, or could it be, if we continued to create and make space for so much more abundance, only to find that we now have more and more and more and more and more, and we're not experiencing it anymore. Because guess what? There's places where, you know, I think about being one of the Kardashians, right? And I think there's a tiny little thought in my mind, which is, oh, what does she have to like look forward to? Or I wonder if she's mindful enough to keep getting the same high out of everything she has experience of having. Incredible conversations with incredible leaders, wonderful, luxurious blankets. And, or could you potentially fall into a place where now there's nothing else to want? There is nothing else available. There is no experience next. There is no next level. And you don't quite remember how to be sensitive to this gorgeousness that is in your experience. That could then feel like a living hell. So where we can find our way to such fulfillment is in really looking every day at like the color of this amazing pillow that gets to be in my living room, and touching this table and smelling that candle and walking outside in the morning and being so grateful for this ivy that's in my backyard. I literally swoon over this mountain every day, multiple times a day. I swoon over it. I sit for minutes at a time with nothing else happening other than just taking in how incredibly gorgeous it is. And I just enjoy it. I just literally enjoy it. So I want us to remember that there is no moment in the future that holds anything more than this moment right now. There isn't. There's no moment in time, and there's nowhere in space that you have something that you can't get to right now, that you can't access right now. It's all here in this moment, if we turn the radio on. And the more we turn that radio on, we're going to say, oh my gosh, I'm in overflow. I'm in overflow. I'm in overflow. I mean, look around. I don't just have water out of that faucet. I have clean water out of that faucet, the faucet in the bathroom that's in my office, the faucet upstairs, the faucet. There's a pool that I can jump in. Oh my God, just that alone. Whoa, that's like an amazing gift, right? I'm going to go to a boutique today and I can get in my car, right? I have electricity. And I can get into my car and I can drive and I can go to 15 different possible places just within a mile and have an experience of like a good smelling environment and beautiful things to look at. Like, oh my God, you're literally in overflow all the time. And when you're there, that's it. You just open the door to everything, and you feel at ease and you feel peace and you don't feel that feeling of empty and there's no loneliness. And all you want to do from that place is share. And before you can even think of the intention of sharing, you just brought every person around you home, 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 home. People just light up around you. They want to be in your presence and you want to be in everybody's presence because you are home and you are full. So I want you to make a list, and I want it to be just stream of consciousness. What are all the things that by just being conscious of them, they put you right into overflow? The look at, you know, your child's face, touching his hand, sitting on a yummy blanket, getting to read an amazing book, rereading your favorite book. What are the things? I want you to just spend the next couple minutes very, very quickly, and you're just going to keep your handwriting. Okay, that's it. You can put your pens down. How does it feel to do that? And you're not going to disappoint me. There's no way you can say something wrong. This is literally just being with whatever the experience is. But how does it feel? I have a sense you can feel it. That moment just now, if you were like charting this, which they actually can do, there's ways that they can measure energy. Like we just came into resonance. That's that moment. Even more so than during that meditation. Why is that? Because we want so much to create so much, right? And we want so much to feel good. And we think, because we've learned so much at this point about thoughts and positive psychology, that we can think differently. And when we think differently, we can have a different experience. And that's true, except it begins with your vibration, right? It's vibration first, because the way you perceive is stemming from how you're feeling. And a lot of times we are just caught in an old pattern and we're away from this feeling of home and fullness. And then we think we can think our way out of that place. Like we can say a bunch of nice words or we can read some affirmations. And it sometimes helps a little bit, but it's amazing. Because when we literally start to feel a different vibration coming through us, we start to feel gratitude, compassion, expansion, all these things. Oh my God, the window opens up and we think different thoughts. And all of a sudden we start creating and we can't help it. Everything in our path starts to change. Our whole day is different. And then we'll go back into this place of like forgetting that. So we'll spend like 6 hours trying to think about how we could figure out how we could think differently in order to jump to a different lily pad. And it's because, and I've said this before, but all of these things are worthy of repeating. It's because we physically, biologically are addicted to that feeling of holding ourselves apart from the stream. Just outside looking in. We just get addicted to that, literally addicted to it. There's a whole cocktail of cortisol, there's a whole cocktail of ways in which there's a heaviness and it's familiar and it feels like us. And we identify like, that's me. That's me feeling like me. And in that place, we don't feel vulnerable. We feel like we've got one leg up on anything that could threaten us because we're already down. So we can't fall. So we get really comfortable in that place. But when we know that, when we're just aware of that, that's the model for every person who lives on my block, for every person. There is a way in which we get pulled into that pattern. Then we can say, what would I do this morning that would literally change the way I feel? Forget change the way I think. Let's get there second. Let's change the way I'm feeling, because immediately then I'm going to literally think out a world. From that place, I will think out a world and my whole day will create an infinite amount of things because I won't be able to stop the train. The magnet will be so turned on. It just will be a fait accompli. Anything you want to share?
I just want that to be such, I'll just put an echo behind what Kathy said, that so often we think sometimes when we start to do, we pay more attention to our energy or we pay more attention to our thoughts that we, there's a doing. Do you know what I mean? We often keep thinking, okay, well, what do I need to do then to be? What do I need to do to be? But it often is as simple as stepping out of all of that process, right? Where it's like just space, like the presence of the now, like even if you were just to start looking at this table and noticing the texture and the pattern and the way the flame is moving and how the glasses are positioned, like something as simple as that is like resetting and recalibrating you because you're not caught in that iterative process of your ego all of a sudden just running away, thinking about the groceries and the soccer practice that you need to be here for and this other thing that's happening and this and that. And all of that is just very often busy noise that takes us out of the now moment. We think we're in the now, but it's like part of our brain is just off elsewhere. So it really can be simple. Like, yes, it's great to set aside for meditation. Yes, it's great to have your appreciation practices. And any moment, anywhere you are, you can pause and just drop into your presence. Like Kathy said with the mountain, right? And she's just looking at it. She's like, oh my God, look at all the leaves, right? Look at the trees. Like just knowing the more you are here in awareness, almost like that observational awareness, the more it disconnects you from that kind of addiction that we have to the endless thought stream that's always just running away.
I want to sing you guys something for a second. I wrote a song years ago. It's called No Place Like Now. And I was just thinking about the words of it. It goes like this.
You don't need a pair of ruby slippers to make all the sad things go away. You don't need a fancy magic potion to take you away to some better place. Close your eyes and take a breath. It's quiet in the air. Feel how your feet touch the ground. You're already there. Ah, oh, there's no place like now. Ah, there's no place like now.
The bridge of the song is so pretty. The words, it says,
every day is made up of a million tiny nows. Flying around like fireflies, you gotta catch them somehow. There's no place like now. There's no place like now.
That's like a really, thank you. That's okay. A beautiful way to think about your day is that there's a million tiny nows. And it's amazing. It really is amazing how we keep feeling this tiny bit or a big bit of empty feeling. So we want to go somewhere else. We want to have something else, a different experience. That there's nothing. There's nowhere to go from that place. There's no thought. There's no action. Nothing. Doesn't work. You put it in the world and all that gets felt is static. And then from that place, people try to do a lot more of it. They're like, well, what if I did a lot more action from that place of that wanting, that need, that craving? And it's just, that's what's out there. That's what you feel out there all the time is people really trying to be impressive. They're trying to prove themselves. They're trying to do all of these things to look a certain way when they go live, when they show up, when they open their store, when they have the marketing, whatever it is. And you're just like, why is it that I just feel a lot of grasping and trying and proving and you're just not moved towards it. And then once in a while, there's just something that is so back in the pocket. It's so dropped in and something about it makes you feel like you just come home being around it. And it's clean. It doesn't need anything from you. It's not trying to change you. It's not trying to pull you in. And you just go, ah, what is that? I just want more of it. Well, you are that. You came here to the world with all of that to give. And it's that one turn. It's not like, what are the 15 things I need to do? It's that one thing, which is turn in
here. I am now. What's in this now? What is here in this now? It is unbelievable. It is amazing what is here. And when we cultivate that and we keep being mindfully present to all that is here for us, all of it, even if there's a season we have to sit by the river and hold space or whatever the feeling is, even that is so beautiful. Because what is grief? It's love. It's just you being in love with this being, right? But the more we come into this connection, we remember there are other dimensions, right? And Einstein shared with us so brilliantly, right? Like, there's not three dimensions. There's 10. There's 10 dimensions. There are 10 dimensions to this thing we call reality. And our eyeball sees height, depth, and width. So we perceive everything as separate because everything's in a cube. But that's actually not real. It's just something you see with your eye. But you don't see that with your ears. You don't see that with your hands. You don't see that with your heart. You don't see that with your smell. We see into more dimensions with our eyes closed. We see further with our eyes closed. It's just the eyes. They play tricks on us. Our eyes also are trying to limit how much information we take in because our brain doesn't necessarily know how to take in the millions of pieces of information. So it just pulls every moment into, like, you know, 4,000 bytes of information. And again, that's just with your eye. If you close your eyes in a moment, you can actually feel the millions of pieces of information that you just got. But it's not going to come through the 3D. It comes in through everything else, which is why when somebody passes, there are literally 10 dimensions, right? This is, we sit here and there are rings around Saturn. We don't know how to put that into our back of our car. I put the seats down. I still can't figure out how to, like, get to Saturn. Even if I had an ability to get there, it's so far away. I would never get there. Not in this body. Can't make it. It's too far. You know how far a light year is? Forget it. I'm not going. It still exists. Just can't touch it and see it. It's very real. It takes up a lot of mass, a lot of space. And what takes up a lot of space is all of the things that we keep not seeing every day. So imagine if you spend the morning and you ask for assistance, call out, you know, ask God, ask this divine intelligence to make contact with you and say, open my internal eyes so that I can perceive all that is here in this actual moment. How much can I tune into? How much is here? And oh my gosh, within seconds, you start to have an experience of being present in actual reality, as opposed to going into your day, lying to yourself because you're caught in a cube. And it's not even a cube of what's happening today. It's a cube of what happened when you were 5, 6, 7, and 8. And you just projected it. You're walking around with a projector and projecting it on everyone you meet and every experience you have, and you keep reliving and rewiring yourself into your childhood without even knowing it. That's what most people do, and then they want to give you all the evidence why the world is a certain way or why the whatever it is. And those people, they're not going to be able to get you home. And you then trying to get them and trying to control how they think about you, that's a racket because they're in a projection. They're in a projection. So there's nothing you should be doing about that. But the more you come into this thing called presence, actual present moment, not past, not projection, present with all that actually is, it's amazing how one by one, without even knowing you were looking for it, human beings and animals and ideas and experiences are just going to come, like, try to attach themselves to you. Because you are really at that point, right? You are life force itself, and everything connects. All those rivers lead, they connect to each other. They go to the ocean. They keep coming together. So I hope that you continue to memorize this. And this is the work. There really isn't something else there. There just isn't. You can feel it. You can feel it. I was talking to my friend Mark Groves before I came downstairs this morning, and he's like, I listened to your last Voxer like 9 times because it's like resetting something inside of me, the way you just gave me that permission. And I was thinking about him and how people say to him, how did you grow your Instagram to 1 million followers? Spend 1 minute with him, 1 whole minute. You'll go, well, that's how. It's like, hey guys, I'm Mark. I'm right here with you right now.
Oh, that's how he grew his Instagram. There is no hashtag. There isn't. There is nothing out there. But resonance goes such a long way. You know, I was telling my amazing team how I get so touched, right? The fact that I was having this conversation, because my kids, we drive around, we listen to Andy Grammer in the car. I've been listening to him since 10 years, at least 10 years. And, you know, I'm on the phone with his manager on Friday and she's like, Andy just said he doesn't want to be paid for this event. He just loves you so much. He's speaking out. He's such a fan. He wants to be at your show. And it's like, I have these experiences all the time and they're so surreal to me. And so you have everything you need. If you want to create a global movement, if you want to create a $1 billion industry, I was sitting right here after I spoke to Kendra Scott and she created a $1 billion jewelry line, 3 kids, you know, went through a divorce, like billion with a B, plural. Billions, and has given $50 million just in the last 10 years. $50 million she's given to women and various women's charities and things like that. It's literally in your vibration every single day. And we can't afford to take a day off. It's not like I could skip the gym today. You might be able to skip the gym. You can't skip a whole day where you're like, today, I just am going to co-sign that I just want to feel bad. No, because what happens is you're going to compound it. You're going to memorize it. And tomorrow it's going to be harder to remember what it feels like to be you. So that's why we come to these retreats.
There's still so much to talk about. Now a word from our sponsor, BetterHelp. For 10% off your first month, go to betterhelp.com/dreamjob. Start living a better life today. There's so much going on in the world right now. And on top of all of that, we're just trying to do our best every day. And it can be tough. You have to retrain your brain to stay in problem-solving mode when you're faced with a challenge in this life. And when you learn how to find your own solutions, there's no better feeling. And one thing that can help you become a better problem solver and accomplish your goals is by talking to a therapist. I use BetterHelp when I was just hitting this crossroads last year, and I wasn't sure about the best decision for me and for my family. It was so helpful to talk to someone with an outside perspective because it really allowed me to reflect on the situation and understand why I was feeling so stuck in choosing where we should move. And therapy in general has helped me get through some other really tough times in my life, so I think it can be a really valuable resource. If you're thinking of giving therapy a try, BetterHelp is a great option. It's entirely online, which is super convenient. Plus, it's accessible and affordable. All you have to do is fill out a brief survey, and then they're going to match you with a therapist. Plus, you can switch therapists anytime. Time. When you want to be a better problem solver, therapy can get you there. Visit betterhelp.com/dreamjob today, and you're going to get 10% off your first month. That's betterhelp.com/dreamjob. When you're looking to improve, look for the improvements that build on themselves, like hiring for your business. You get better at hiring, you hire great people faster, your business grows, and you get to keep on hiring. So how do you get better at hiring? You need Indeed. Indeed is the hiring platform where you can attract, interview, and hire all in one place. Instead of spending hours on multiple job sites, Indeed helps you find great talent faster with their tools like Indeed Instant Match, assessments, and virtual interviews. I love that Indeed's assessments tool make it so easy for you to get matched with the right person for your team. And you can select the skills that matter most. And they have over 100 hard and soft skill tests that you can add to your job post. So this way, you're already narrowing in on the candidates that will be more qualified for the job. And according to Indeed Data US, over 80% of employers who sponsor a job through Instant Match get quality candidates whose resume on Indeed matches their job description. Plus, Indeed is the only job site where you only have to pay for the applications that meet your must-have requirements. According to Talent Nest 2019, Indeed delivers 4 times more hires than all other job sites combined. So it's no wonder over 3 million businesses worldwide use Indeed. Start hiring now with a $75 sponsored job credit to upgrade your job post at Indeed.com/dreamjob. Offer good for a limited time. Claim your $75 credit now at Indeed.com/dreamjob. Indeed.com/dreamjob. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed. Another part I want to share with you is my response to one of the spotlight sessions we did at the retreat. It's about letting yourself be a channel for abundance, unconditional love, how to stop fearing money and wealth, and how these changes can drastically expand your life into so much more joy and fun. Take a listen.
You know, it's interesting to me what we do with money, right? What we do with money, it's just so fascinating because that is not a crazy thought. What you just said is something a lot of people can relate to. I've had thoughts that are similar to that when it comes to certain aspects, not with money, but with success. Like, would I like lose my family and things that matter to me? My dad also, my parents were married and then we didn't have a lot of money growing up. And then my dad got his doctorate when I was 9 and then we moved into a house
from like a tiny little like townhouse. And then by the time I was like 11, he like had his little Porsche 911 Carrera, and then he cheated on my mom, but he had been cheating, but then it kind of like, and then everything kind of fell apart. So I think I had a for sure like story like that. I think a lot of people do. They've seen money do things to people.
Yeah.
They've also seen no money do things to people. We forget that. But anyway, it's interesting what we do with money, because I was the other day, my three daughters were standing on that, the top of that jacuzzi and using it like a stage, and they were like singing and, you know, all this stuff. And I like took like a mental snapshot of them. And I thought about how, and you can see them, like they're all over, you know, I thought about for a second, like how radiant they are. Like they are so beautiful, and people tell them that all the time. And they're very sweet, and they're very cute, and they're very nice. And they're all like good at different things. One of them's like a really good artist, and you could kind of figure out where that's going. They're all good at different things and like nice people and all of that. Right. I was thinking about how I never had a thought when I was pregnant that I didn't want my kids to be too beautiful or too nice or too kind or too talented. And I was looking at them thinking, no, when I was pregnant, I wouldn't have accepted anything less than perfect health. I would have been, you know, I was praying constantly that they would be in perfect health. And I was wanting and desiring fully that they would be beautiful and adorable and like radiant, and wanting and fully desiring that they would walk into a room and other adults would say, what nice kids, and that other kids would feel like loved by them. And I was wanting no less than like the full, most amazing child. And I said to my husband that night, I said, isn't it interesting what we do with money? Because we make money so fucking big that it's like, if I had more money and more visibility, because it's so important, then would I, it's like, I have $3 zillion creatures in my home that are like jackpots, right? Really, like I have like, I'm so blessed, and I'm so blessed, like, for, you know what I mean? It's even scary. You know, we have all of that in our society. Like, don't say it, how blessed you are, like something, as if that's a thing. But like, I'm so blessed, and I don't have a story about it. So like when Gabby was handed to me in the hospital, I named her Gabrielle, which means like God is my strength. Cause I was like amazed. I was just like, I was like totally bowled over by this experience. And then I had Eliza, and then I had Maddie, and like, I remember the nurses being like, especially with Eliza, like they're all beautiful now, you know, but oh, not every baby, but I remember with Eliza, my middle one, she was like, everyone stopping in the nursery to like look at her. Like they're just like, she was such a beautiful baby. The middle one, as a baby, she just came out beautiful. Not all of them do. And I didn't have the thought of like, what will happen to me now? Am I going to go skidding off the rails? What is going to happen to me with all this blessing? No, I didn't. What? So what's that about? Like nothing can top. Like any amount of money, and like I'm not gonna be this revealing, but like there are millions of dollars in my bank account. And I was looking at it the other day, and I was looking at like the number that's like in one account and then another, and I said to my husband, I'm like, oh, that's a new level of like, because I just got this, we did this network deal and with this podcast network, and this other thing came through, and a second book deal, and there's a lot of things. And he's like, didn't you have that before? And I was like, no, this is like a new normal number. And he was like, oh. And then we like went to dinner. Like, it's like nothing changed in our life, right? Nothing's really different. This house is 6,500 square feet. The house I lived in before was similar style of this, 4,500 square feet. So we live in like a bigger house. It happens to now all of a sudden be twice the price because it's LA, but like, what's really different within the money thing? Like very little is different. Like very little is different. Yet when I had a baby, I grew so much. Our life changed. A whole journey opened up. A whole world opened up. And I never thought like, I don't know. I mean, I just might lose it. I might lose it. That's how much blessing this is. So it's really, we really have to understand like what we're doing when we do that. Like let's say you had $10 million dropped into your account. Right? You'll buy a nicer six things, whatever, go on a nicer trip, have a nicer car. And then after that, you'll be like, back to my day, right? With these people, or back to my life, right? And then there's a certain point where like the number changes and it gets incrementally bigger and your life is pretty much, you still already had the luxury towel. You already had the nice lotion when you came out of the shower. So it's not moving. That's not really moving so much. You already were able to stay at a 5-star hotel. You're still staying in it. There's not that much different. So why are we putting it on such a pedestal? It's very, very strange. It's also strange, right, what you said, because, and it's not strange because you said it. It's strange because we all think it. We all think it. Like the receiving part, right, where you make money and receiving it. And like, I can more than take a thank you. Well, what you said in the beginning was the symptom of that thought, which is she takes up her space and I take up my space, right? And at the same time, it's like, I look at it like, I really do. I think I see clear enough, and I have my own moments of static throughout my day, and I like find my way of like coming back into alignment. So that's true. But I see very clear that what's happening in this room and what's happening inside of my life and me is like, I'm just a part of this energy called this world.
Yeah.
So I really am. I think this is like something that I have as a, like I'm one of the most generous people anyone knows, because I'm like, of course I'm going to throw stuff at you, because it's all just, don't you see it? Don't you feel it? It's ours. It just came in. So it's got to go back out. Like it's just like a flow of that. You're never going to have it to yourself. It doesn't exist. There's no such thing. It's just not possible. Like it's not a possibility. So it's more like you want to help, like just keep seeing that there's like this, it's like you're doing acupuncture on the world and you're like, oh, if the whole world was a body, then there's a lot of constriction in places where there's separation and muscles that feel like they're all tight. And it's like, no, it just needs to move. So it's like, I'm going to bring more flow, more current, more currency, more love, more humility, more compassion, more radiance, more humor, more enthusiasm, all of that. I'm just going to keep bringing it to the world and then moving it around. And like that affects so many people. That keeps affecting so many people. So you don't have to worry about like having it. But what I was trying to say in the beginning, which obvious, I think it was obvious, but I'm going to say it again. You already have the stuff that's like the hardest, biggest, most juicy treasure thing.
Yeah.
And you're just, we're not identifying it that way. Mm. Right?
Yeah.
You look like a celebrity superstar person who should be on stage. You sound like it. You have so much charisma. You've been preparing this for your entire life. And you're holding yourself apart because you still see the world in cubes. You're still seeing all of this in separation, and you're not identifying how much you already have of everything that could ever possibly trip you up. Like you already have it, and all you've done was double down on your marriage and double down on your kids. I think there's another part of this too, which I want everybody to hear, because I think we all have this merger of money, and it goes back to love, like the way that we experience love. And I said it earlier when I was mentioning, I was like just introducing you to Stephanie, our photographer. And I said, sometimes I feel like tearing up when she's around because I don't have to translate who I am with her. And taking pictures can sometimes be something that trips us up when we get subconscious. And she just makes it, I wind up loving the pictures that she takes, which is like unusual. Like I usually in the past would do a session and then I would like two photos, and with her, I'll like 46 photos. And why I say this is because I think we've all had those experiences, which maybe are more rare than we would want, and we can change that. But I think we've all had experiences where you're with someone and there's so much love and so much kindness that you're like, whoa, you're like bowled over by it. Like the person's like, has you over, but then they're like, no, you need a blanket. Like they give you a blanket. So you sit down, and then you can feel when you're talking to them that they don't need you to perform, or they're just like making space for you. And they have a really nice like grandmother who lives in the house. And, like she comes in the room and she just, you feel like you're like a better person just by like watching her talk to her kid who's your friend. And then you go, what is this moment? Right. I think we've all had experiences
I have this now with Simon and Schuster because they're so, Michelle's been on these calls, like they're so caring and considerate and thoughtful. And like these guys, like they're thinking about 15 things. I'm like, Kath, we love this. And oh my God, we were in tears and you're this. And oh my gosh. And we have a whole plan. Okay. The book's come out in a year. So here's what we're going to do. And I'm like, oh my God. So I guess what I want to say is it gets to be so easy. It gets to feel so good. And we have this story that the more we have or the more money it is, something's going to break. My marriage is going to break. I'm going to suffer. I'm going to run off the rails somehow, or somehow it'll show other people something and then something will be bad because there'll be jealousy. And it's like, that's not love. That's not how love feels. That's not how love feels. Love is not like that. Like literally look what's happening right now. I have this thought about 8 times today. Like I'm sitting in my living room with amazing people, people who are not making me dance, people who are not codependent. You're not unclear about where I stop and where you begin. I just get to show up and do this work and you're totally in on it as it is, right? And like same thing in my work. Like I show up and do this podcast. People are so kind and so generous. And every single time Emma's always on the call, she's like, you just made another best friend. I'm like, they're the coolest people. Like it's so easy. The air is even better up there. Like you work less hard speaking to these people. Harry Connick Jr. was like, I want your number. I want my daughter to learn from you. You're so amazing. And I was like, oh, when it's really love, it's really good. Like it's so good that you can't believe it. You're like, oh my God, the way it feels, the way it smells, the way it looks. It's like Willy Wonka's factory come to life. Here's the news update. You haven't experienced that enough. Yeah. You experienced a version of love from your parents, from the people around you, where some of it was really good. That's why you're all like here and kind. Like your parents did a really good job. They did the best job that they could. But then there were a lot of other things going on, okay? And there were ways where like they hadn't come to enough retreats or they hadn't done enough work and they hadn't, you know, listened to Joe Dispenza or Deepak Chopra, right? And they modeled for you, probably, if I'm going to take a guess, with all the best that they could do, the thing that probably stung the most was the way they loved themselves. The way they saw the world as either separate or oneness, the way they modeled for you what they believed was possible, right? And they loved you so much that they wanted to protect you from how hard it is. And then they showed you over and over how hard it is and how hard it could be. And then they want to protect you from having to be harder because it's only going to be harder. So here you are and you're like, hang on a minute. Like I have all of this like dynamic, gorgeous, sparkly stuff that's just coming through me. But if I really allowed myself to just actually, it's like pouring champagne into a champagne glass. It just makes sense. It's simple. It's not hard. It's not, doesn't mean the champagne glass is going to break all of a sudden, or all of a sudden someone's going to look outside the window and go, that's a champagne glass? Fuck her. I'm going to egg her house. Like, it gets to be like, I have a champagne glass. And all of a sudden, now I have like 8 more that match it. And next thing I know, it actually inspired me to have a dinner party. And now I have a dinner party. Now everyone has a champagne glass. And oh my gosh, all I had to do was like, know that it's safe to have it be so good. It gets to feel so good. I'm saying to you in these 3 days, how much of a capacity can you receive to let it be so good where you don't have to then decide, well, at some point the thing comes crashing down? Because love, that's like the 3 kids. That's like, that's why you can accept that. Because that's love. You love them, so you get that it can feel that good and they can be that pretty and that kind and have that much integrity, because the only thing that connects you to those kids is actual love. So it gets to feel that good and that easy because it's love is that. Love is supposed to be that. It's supposed to be a jackpot. It's not supposed to come with conditions and all of a sudden there's no edges. It just moves. It's just flow. It's just energy, right? So when you step into that level of possibility, now you start bringing all those people in that audience into that, right? That's what they feel from that. We have to go back to those early experiences of love, right? And there were times where what was called love actually felt like it was taking something from us.
Yeah.
And not giving. And so what if you don't have to work to have the popular kids like you all the time to earn their love? What if you don't have to work to have your publisher like, but I did this, I did it. It's like, what if love, when it's actual love, it's given. Mm-hmm. It's just given. And you receiving it is a gift for them, right? Because all they want to do is give. How good does it feel when someone lets you like bring them a gift or bring them soup when they're sick? You feel so good when you leave. You're like, yeah. So we deny people like deep intimacy and connection when we don't let them give to us. Right? So what if you walked into this and you were coming from the ultimate love? What if you made contact with this infinite intelligence and you stepped forward in that place and accepted love that's from that place, and anything else you just aren't available for? So it just passes right by you, because people who really come to you for other things, you won't be a match for it. You'll just be a match for actual love. And then what? So then you have actual love. You won't even notice the money. You'll be so filled up with the love.
There's a few more things I want to cover, but we're first going to take a quick ad break. Did you hear that? That's the sound of another sale on Shopify. Shopify is the all-in-one commerce platform to start, run, and grow your business. It's more than a store. You can connect with your customers, drive sales, and manage your day-to-day. Supercharge your knowledge, your sales, and your success. For a free 14-day trial, go to shopify.com/dreamjob, all lowercase. Shopify is a platform designed for anyone to sell anywhere, giving you the resources once reserved for big business, customized for you, with a great-looking online store that brings your idea to life and opens the door to endless possibilities. I love that Shopify makes it easy for anyone to successfully run your own business. And I know that often the tech part can be intimidating, but with Shopify, you can build and customize your online store without any coding or design experience. Shopify powers millions of entrepreneurs from first sale to full scale. And every 28 seconds, a small business owner makes their first sale on Shopify. They have resources that give you the knowledge and confidence to set you up for success. Plus, with 24/7 support, you're never alone. More than a store, Shopify grows with you. This is a possibility powered by Shopify. Go to shopify.com/dreamjob, all lowercase, for a free 14-day trial and get full access to Shopify's entire suite of features. Start selling on Shopify today. Go to shopify.com/dreamjob right now. This last piece is something I shared on our final day about the power of loving people into life. Here we go.
I think it's a good place to start, because isn't it amazing? Like, truly, isn't it amazing what love can do? Mm-hmm. Like, literally holding that amount of love for her. So Takti said to me this morning, she's like, Kathy, it's so true. Like, we are so powerful, but we're not using it. We're using like 1% of the bandwidth. And so we have a lot of conversations around sort of being in our masculine, being in our feminine. And there's a way in which people like to separate things, like, well, if you're in receivership, it's feminine. And if you're in action, it's masculine. And there are levels of which that's true, but I think it's very feminine to love. And also masculine as well, but just the idea of loving people. Like, when you love someone, you're in action constantly. You're thinking about, oh, when they come home from school, I want to like have this ready for them. Or like, I was already thinking, without sharing too many details, like, okay, Colleen's arriving in her new place tomorrow, so what could I do on Saturday? Like, mm-hmm. And I'm not hustling. I'm just in love with her. Mm-hmm. So I feel inspired to take action. And so I don't want anyone to ever misunderstand. I don't stop taking action, but I take action from this place of, I'm so in love with this mission. I'm so in love with human beings. That is what the whole mission's about. And I have love for sale, right? So I want to reach out to people, and I want to connect with people, and I want to build things. And that's the only thing that we talked about is really for sale. Why do we want anything? We want to be connected. We want to feel plugged in. We want to connect to ourselves. But ultimately, wanting to connect to God, right? We want to connect to oneness. And so I think about, you know, that song, Won't Somebody Find Me Somebody to Love? It's interesting how we talk about how sometimes it's difficult to receive, and we talk about what it is that we want, and we're hoping that somehow someone will pick us or get us or make a space for us, or all of these things are sort of keeping us holding the stream apart, right? And you think about a song like that, Won't Somebody Help Me Find Me Someone to Love? Like, it doesn't say, won't somebody love me, right? It's amazing how so much of what we love is love itself. Like we love what we love, right? And so in your life, in your work, this is a mission, right? I say don't keep your day job because nothing should feel like a job. So this isn't about having a better job. This is about having a feeling that you are in alignment every single day. So you don't have any job. There's no job. There's no work. This is a mission. This is your assignment. Well, if this is your assignment, oh my God, how could you sit on your hands? Isn't that going to make you go crazy? Don't you have so much that you want to get out there? So I was talking to Takti's this morning and she said, gosh, you know, I turned to Asad and I said, why isn't WOW Meme? Like she went to the Pacific Palisades Village last night and there's beautiful shops there. You know, there's a Diptyque candle store and there's a Kitsen and there's a sushi place and there's a Lululemon. And she's like, there could be a WOW Meme right here. And then it's like, oh, but how's the money going to come? And I'm thinking to myself, if I was sitting on that much beauty that comes out of my face and I have these garments, but like if I was sitting with that, right, I would be so excited that every day, like how many stores do I get to call? What a gift. It's all about love and you're so good at love. I would be on the phone with the buyer from Saks, Bergdorf, Neiman Marcus. I would talk to pop-up shops in the cutest towns and the most influential towns. I would get a list of the people who are in Southampton and Sag Harbor and Palm Beach. And I would be like, you should carry this. I am a Muslim girl from Pakistan who's feeding women. This is a women-owned business. I love all human beings. And P.S. I'm writing a book about how there should be no division. Would you like to see this clothing? Yes, send it yesterday. You have love for sale. You have love for sale. When people ask me about sales, I'm like, that's my favorite part. I love it because I know what happens here. I'm not a dummy. I understand what happens in my class and my Zoom room. I know what's going to happen. Love's going to happen there. Every person's going to feel that. Where are you going to find that? It's not on every doorstep, but it's here. It's in my house, right? And everywhere I'm going to go, I'm going to roll out that welcome mat. Your everything about you is welcome here, right? And so when I was selling music and I was like selling the podcast or selling a course or selling an event, it's like it comes from the energetic of that place. And so you don't stop taking action. It's like you're going to take action from a place of as if you're throwing the best party in the world and you're like, what confetti would I get? Whose cake would I have? And like, but I want to go to Anthropology to get the cake plate because I want it to be so special. And who would I invite? And oh my gosh, now that I'm thinking of it, maybe I'm going to host it in such and such a place and who so and so can play. And maybe actually I'm going to turn it into a talent evening because I want so and so to play. And then if I like, it just doesn't end. It's so fun. And how much of that are you using? Almost zero, because you have this thought that you either have to attract it, right? Or you're going to hustle it. That doesn't feel good. Or you have this thought that, you know what? Forget it. If it hasn't happened already and someone hasn't chosen me or someone hasn't come down from the sky and handed me an idea, it's like you have everything you need, right? You're in this country. You have Wi-Fi. You're running water. It's clean. You speak fluent English, right? And you have a heart that is filled with electrical current. It literally can change a person's life. It literally can change cancer. It literally, if it can like change a cancer cell, right? It can help a person decide, you want to sell your clothes. Actually, I do, right? Like that's it. That's the move. That's how hard this is. What are you sitting on? You have to stop, right? Every single person who I have had the pleasure of sitting with. Like, this is it. It's just fun, inspired action. And there's no hanging on because it's love. And when somebody says, I don't know if I want to sell your coffee here, or I don't know if I want to sell your clothing, and you say, I love you and I really respect you. I want to know why. Because if you don't mind, and I know you have a lot of time and you don't owe me having to give you feedback because that's a whole job, right? But if you had anything to share with me, I really would love to hear it. And maybe she says it's too expensive for our demographic, or maybe she says it's not expensive enough for our demographic, or maybe she says, well, you're sending me heavy things and it's summer, or the where we live, we only have climate that's colder because we're in the Midwest. And you're like, brilliant. Thank you so much. Or maybe you turn around and that's when you call another friend who has a similar thing and you say, you'd be really good for this. You should call this woman. She just told me, because what happens when you start giving away and you start being in that general, people go,
these. Oh my God, I can't believe you would call me to tell me that she's not looking right now for any garments, but she's looking for swimsuits, and you know I sell swimsuits. That was so nice of you. Like, you didn't have to do that. My friends and I, my close circle of friends, this is what's happening every single day, all day, every day, all day, every day, all day, every day. So do you think I can even keep up with the opportunities that I have? I can't keep up with them. I literally missed a call this morning. We have four things happening tomorrow, back to back to back to back. In the morning, I have a call with the guy who runs Mind Valley. Then I have a call with Kate Northrup, who wants to promote my podcast course and wants to go live with me just to support me, just to promote it. Then I go right into a call with our podcast network. We're talking about marketing and publicity, which they're putting all this money into. And then I have a call with Guy Raz, right? From How I Built This. That's my morning, tomorrow morning, right? That's like, that's all happening before noon. And that's all from, I have so much to give. I can't hold it. I can't hold back. Right. And what I'm trying to say is that is the gift, because loving other people is all, that's the end all. That's it. When you're like, but I don't know about this person, but I'm in love with my kid. Why? It's not because of how much your kid has done for you. It's not because of how much your kid loves you. It's because of how much you love your kid. You are like over the moon for anything that you love. I gave my cat to my mom yesterday, my bigger cat. And it was like a spiritual decision. My mom's alone, and I knew that cat would get the attention it wanted. And she's not such a fan of these little boys. And I knew that my mom actually had asked for her when we left. She was like, you guys are leaving, but could you leave her? And this morning I had 11 videos my mom sent me. And I said, it's nice to have someone to love. And she just broke into tears. She's like, it's been such a long time. I was like, it's really, you're feeling the love inside of you. And that's what's so great. Mm-hmm. And I said, you know, Mom, I miss her so much. My mom told me when she went into my house, because my mom moved into our house when we left. We moved her out of her condo and into my house. And she said she came in the house, walked around, and then went upstairs, and she's sleeping on your desk in your old office. Aww. So I like broke into tears. But I realized the reason I'm so heartbroken over this cat is because how I love the cat. Like, mm-hmm. Feed her, hold her, wipe her eyes, you know, take her to the vet, clip her nails. That's it. That's grief. Like, mm-hmm. Grief is, I had more to give you. I want to give it to you so bad. Right? We're here to open our hearts so wide. And what we do is we focus on being rejected. We focus on what's in it for us. We focus on, but they didn't call, or this is how it has to happen. And it's like, you have literally a Tesla in your driveway and you're using it like a bicycle. Like, what are you doing? The car drives itself. Like, go get a stack of books and sit in the back seat. Like, use it. Like, do things with it. And instead it's like, oh, I'm good. I take it out once every 8 months and I drive it to a specific place where I know there'll be a charger. And then I come home. It's like, it's not meant to be used that way. It's such a waste, right? So what would happen if you came here this week to hear this message? And you're only, by the way, even hearing this message because you know this message, and somehow you were a match for just wanting to be reminded of this message. There's so much out there for you to receive, but we actually only receive what we give away. We only receive what we give away. So when you're like, where is all this money, right? Where are all these opportunities? It's like, give yourself, your energy, every like unit of your energy is equal, right? To hundreds and hundreds and hundreds of thousands of dollars. And this many units is equal to this many millions of dollars. You get disproportionately rewarded for giving your energy away, right? In this way, where it's not about codependency. It's not, I'm giving because I feel like I have to give and I'm depleted. No, it's a rush. It's a gift. You're so excited about it. You can't stop yourself. And then you're constantly connecting people with each other, and you're constantly coming up with ideas to collaborate, and you're constantly, the fact that you haven't made the phone calls I even just said, which is literally like the first thing out of my mouth, that's a crime, because there's so many girls who are going to eat food because you make that phone call. Mm-hmm. And the only thing that would hold you back from making that phone call is the codependency around, what if I'm bothering them? What if they say no to me? You could handle it. You're so strong.
So I hope you enjoyed the taste of the retreat. It really was like floating into some other realm. And if you want to join us, you can go to kathyheller.com/lux. And it would be so great to hang out with you guys there. All right, we're going to dive into the takeaways. Number one, we really can have it all. Number two, there's no moment in the future that holds anything more than this moment right now. It's all here in this moment when you turn the radio on. Number three, you're in overflow all the time. And when you're there, that's it. You just open the door to everything. Number four, the more you come into actual presence, it's amazing how one by one ideas will attach to you because of your life force itself. Number five, the only thing for sale is love. Loving other people is the end all. It's the gift. Number six, you have everything you need. Number seven, we only receive that which we give away. And number eight, it gets to feel so good. When it's really love, it's really that good. Thank you so much for being here and listening. I am so grateful for all of the love and all of the support that you give over all these years to me and to this podcast. I really can feel it, and I thank you so much for it. We have so many good episodes coming up, so make sure that you subscribe on Apple Podcasts or you're following us on Spotify. Actually, this coming Thursday, Chelsea Clinton is going to be on this show, and we have just so many other cool things coming up. Justine Bateman will be on. And if you enjoyed this episode or any episode, then you can join the giveaway. You can enter the raffle. Go to kathyheller.com/share. All you have to do is review this podcast and subscribe and then share the podcast. And by doing that, you'll be entered to win a MacBook Pro as well as a trip to Los Angeles and $1,000 shopping spree. It's going to be just so much good stuff. All you have to do is go to kathyheller.com/share. And don't forget, this week I'm doing a podcasting bootcamp. It starts today. You can sign up for free at kathyheller.com/bootcamp, and we'll send you the replay every single day. You don't want to miss this because it's just going to be so much fun. And if you want to get tickets to my live event in October with Andy Grammer and Rachel Platten and Candace Nelson and Amy Purdy, you can go to kathyheller.com/friends to grab your tickets. I love you so much. I'll leave you with a song, and I'll talk to you soon.
Look at that girl, she's lighting up the world. She'll be a hologram to earn their love. People wait in line to see the way she shines. If she wasn't perfect, would it be enough? Now the sky's on fire. I've lived my whole life walking on a wire. My heart. Watch her play the part. She casts a spell everywhere she goes. Another Mona Lisa. They all come to see her. Everybody's looking for a hero. Now the sky's on. One, two, three, ready, set, free. 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 Love.